Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 912, the topic is mindset, and the title is The Right Way to Count Reps. Now, other than actually knowing your numbers, there is actually a wrong way to count reps. Now, I'm going to make a little bit of an argument towards my preference. However, you can pick whatever you want to pick. I just hope you select it with the right motivation, the right meaning, the right purpose. So, recently I was working out with a client, and they're not the only one who ever did this, so I'm going to kind of use them as an example, and if they listen, I'm not picking on them. Other people have done this. But I want to bring it to attention, and it made a good podcast topic. So we were training, and we were working towards a set of 10. We did reps 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then all of a sudden, they were kind of exhausted. They were tired, and they said, "Can you count down?" Now, I actually hate counting down in reps, going from 10 to 1. The main reason why is usually the people who ask me to do that. They're the people who are kind of, this is going to sound mean, so everybody put on your thick skin, put on your tough suit here, but usually they're the ones who don't follow through with nutrition very well, they don't really train very often on their own, and they're pretty miserable when they're training. They also have not embraced the idea that the misery is necessary. So in training, we're training as a way to stimulate our body to make changes. The signal that we want to send in training is, hey, body, you're not good enough for what I'm trying to make you do right now. Therefore, when we go home and we sleep and eat, the body makes the changes and we make the progressions to what the stimulus was. So, if I go outside right now and I try to run a mile, it would be awful. My body would say, well, that was horrendous. Let's not let that happen again. And then all of a sudden we go and run a mile the next day and he goes, good Lord, what the hell? Like, that was horrible. If he ever does this again, we've got to get ready. So it starts making adaptations. It starts trying to improve my cardiovascular system. It starts, just kind of all other processes, learning how to be more efficient. It's going to try its best to make positive adaptations in regards to improving my cardiovascular system, but it's also going to make protective adaptations. Learning how to be more efficient, how to burn less calories. So it adapts in a positive way, but it also adapts in a protective way. Now, if I go into the gym and I lift something super heavy, the response that we want it to make is to get stronger. If I lift something with, medium kind of weight range, medium time under tension, I want to create muscle damage. If I eat excessive calories, I get muscle growth. If I eat controlled calories, I get improved shape. So what we do in our training dictates the response that we want back, but we only get the response if what we do in training is more aggressive than what the current body believes it can maintain and handle. It has to feel that it must adapt to the stimulus. Therefore, the stimulus has to be stressful. It has to be challenging. So when you train, it does have to be uncomfortable. Our goal in training then is to embrace that concept and recognize that the more uncomfortable we can get without injury, the more results we're going to stimulate the body to make. So if I'm counting down from 10 to 1, and I'm like, let me just get this over with, that isn't really the right mindset of embracing the opportunity that those 10 reps present to us. I have 10 chances to get the most I can from this set of effort. Now, if you're doing a set of 5, same concept, set of 20, whatever the rep range is, that's the opportunity, that's the number of chances you have to create the most aggressive stimulus possible. So when people count down 99.999% of the time, they're counting down because they just want to get it done. They're not really trying to maximize the misery. They're just trying to get through it, get past it. Then they immediately ask, how many sets do I have left? And it's always this like negative, okay, I'm checking off the list and I'm working out. I'm getting it done. Oh, well, blah, blah, blah. Whine, 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 bitch, bitch, bitch. That's usually the mindset people have when they count down. That is why I hate when people count down because you're defeating the entire purpose of everything you're doing. So you're coming into the gym reluctantly, You don't really want to do anything. You start whining while you're warming up. You want to get done with the sets as fast as possible. It's all this just negative mamby-pamby, whiny-whiny, baby-baby-baby stuff. Now, has anybody ever bitched and whined their way to success? Rarely. They've bitched and whined their way to get the minimum done, but they don't bitch and whine their way to be their best. People who be their best, who become their best, do it aggressively, purposefully, intentfully. They have an aggressive mindset, the mindset of, let me freaking crush what I'm doing the best I can, because that's the only way I become my best. So I like counting up, because it presents a positive achievement, the building, the development of your work. You're accomplishing 10 reps, not surviving 10 reps. The only counter to this, and I have had a couple clients here and there, was they liked counting down because it was reinforcement in their mind of how many more they had that they had to be correct with. So, for example, we would do 5, 4, 3, and in their mind, they're like, oh my gosh, I only have 2 more. I have to make sure I make these perfect. Now, that is a positive twist in the sense that they're trying to maximize the quality, and counting down kind of increased the importance of how that quality needed to be maximized because they only had so many reps left. The downside, though, is what happens if you get to 0, but you really could have done 1 or 2 more? That's the other benefit of counting up, is typically when I talk to clients, we give ranges. So when we say 10, we actually really, when our conversation, we'll say, hey, let's go for 10. If we get 8 to 10, that's good enough. So once they get to 8, if they can do a 9th, they'll do the 9th. If they can do a 10th, they'll do the 10th. Well, if you just count down from 10 and you stop at 0, what happens if you could have done an 11th or a 12th? Counting down doesn't promote you to try your absolute best. It promotes you to just get in the minimum. This might be viewed by some as being over-analytical. What does it really matter? From being a personal trainer for 19 years, I have helped over 2,000 clients. I taught the university level for 7 years, had over 500 students, taught exercise physiology, weight training classes, kind of personal trainer development type courses. I have a ton of experience with people, and I will tell you that the mindset that you bring to your workout makes all the difference. Are you showing up, viewing your workout as an opportunity to become your best? Or are you viewing it as an obligation? Are you there to maximize the quality or just survive the quantity? What's your purpose? Do you even attack it with a purpose? Or do you just wait for it to be done, thinking about what you have to do after the workout, what you'd rather be doing than working out? What is your mindset? Do you have a success mindset, or do you have a survival mindset? The mindset that you bring to your workout will influence the results that you achieve. I promise that. This is why I become hyper-analytical of all the small details. Because if you start with negative mindset in anything, it grows and festers into everything else. But likewise, if you can have a positive mindset in any one thing, any area of your life, it helps you develop more positivity in all other areas. What you think more of, you get more of. If I think negative thoughts, I get more negative thoughts. If I think positive thoughts, I get more positive thoughts. If I come into my workouts saying, I'm going to freaking destroy this because I want my goals, then I'm going to give the effort that produces my goals. If I come into the workout saying, I don't want to be here, I'd rather be doing everything else. Oh my gosh, everything feels so heavy. Whine, whine, whine. You're not going to get the best results. You might get some, but it's going to plateau quickly. The first adversity that you face, you'll quit. You'll find an excuse to not continue. You'll try some other lazy method of working around it. That mindset just spills over into everything that you do. So I would encourage you to try counting up. Maybe you already do this, but let's count up now with intent. If you typically count down, I'm going to challenge you to start counting up. Can you count in a manner that encourages you to produce your best result? Can you count in a manner that focuses on quality, not just reaching the quantity listed? We're not in the gym to just check things off the paper. We're in the gym to achieve our goals. Are you bringing that mindset? Now, today's podcast is really short compared to our normal ones, but I wanted to keep it short because I just want to hit this and have you go about the rest of your day focusing on this concept, not only in your workouts, but can you show up with attention to quality at work, in your relationships, in your finances, in your self-development? Are you surviving from day to day? Or are you trying to be successful, progressively building upon your life, building in each area of your life? What's the mindset that you bring not only to your workouts, but to every other aspect of your life? Take a second, think it through. Try today to be purposeful, to view everything as an opportunity to become your best. Okay. Well, thank you for listening to this podcast. I do appreciate your support. If you like the podcast, please click like. If you think the podcast is helpful in your life, please share the podcast. The more people we can help, the happier the world can be. If you like what we share in our podcast, check out our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Then if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, if you need anything, if you need help with motivation, help with accountability, help with creating this right mindset, reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.